How much do you know about fire safety, community resilience, and the work of the Barbados Fire Service? Listen every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the 311 radio show here on VOB. Listen to the topic of the week, fire service news, the do's and don'ts of fire safety, and so much more. That's the 311 radio show this and every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Don't miss it.
Breaking news. The Nation News app is back and better than ever. Search Barbados Nation in the Google Play or iPhone App Store and download the app for free. You can also sign up for Nation News WhatsApp alerts to get credible and reliable news directly to your device. Send a message to 262-3141. Then save the number to get started. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
It's the summer of fun and reading thanks to Cave Shepherd and Tasha's Wonderland. This year's participants are reading all summer long and must submit their book reports by emailing carolroberts@starcomnetwork.net. The children who read the most books will win a fantastic $500 shopping spree at Cave Shepherd. Now remember, the deadline for submitting all book reports is Friday, August 17th. So keep reading, keep writing, and keep enjoying the summer of fun and reading challenge. Thanks to Cave Shepherd, Tasha's Wonderland, and VOB 92.9 FM.
Down to brass tacks. We have one WhatsApper here, an unusual request, but I will make it. Hello, I'm trying to help my dad find his friend who he met while living in Barbados. David Allen, aka Peter Pan, lived in Goodland, and Shirley Clark lived in New Orleans. I asked a friend for assistance and they gave them this number. I hope you're successful. You didn't give me your dad's name, but I've raised your matter. David Allen, aka Peter Pan, living in Goodland, and Shirley Clark lived in New Orleans. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for holding. You are on the air.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, ma'am?
Doing well, thank you.
How was your crop over?
It came and went. I listened to some social commentary, and I'm here.
Yeah, I might come and wait, but only last night I was finished watching Juve and the Spice Side.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I hook up that country.
Mm-hmm.
What did I call you for today? I think it was the day before yesterday. Her name is Vinnie.
Mm-hmm.
Vinnie mentioned something about the cleaning of Bridgetown at night.
The cleaning of Bridgetown at night.
Yeah, we call it washing it down at night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to confirm to Vinnie that I, Richard Ernest Commissioner Miller,
you said
used
that
to
quickly.
Work in the bus stop. Not now. I had retired from Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
But when he worked at night, the sanitation authority, somebody looked through the glass or, the, you know, after the last bus leave. And see this fire service again now. See the sanitation authority washing down Mile Hill Street. This far, if close to my eye, I could see. Cause I don't go too far out.
Mm-hmm.
You see washing all of Mile Hill Street, all in front of the mall. They call it Bridge Street Mall. Somebody look through the glass, you could see them. Cause I've got the flashing light up there. Mm-hmm. Better going through High Street by Royal Bank. It's Royal Bank. Somebody see them going through Broad Street. When you get off the bus, you know where all those line of stalls is? You call that Fairchild Street or something like that?
Yes.
All that street, including the outskirts of the bus terminal, is being cleaned and washed down by sanitation authority. Also, at night, you see clues of these things like a box cart. Got tall women on wheels. Those guys, ladies, they pick up the garbage, the sweep, the rake. These things goes on at night. And they have an appeal. I want to send an appeal to Vinnie. Right? Mm-hmm. I live here. You live here. Sometimes when I hear her, she runs down my country. I need her to stop. She needs to be going out there and investigating things. This them say, and you say, I want to say, and this body tells she, it don't work with me. That hurt me at the other morning. I remember last year, I didn't work, they call it, We call it the
4-day
morning job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last year I worked. I saw all that activity, but this year I work. I saw when the last band come through from the same Bridge Street Mall, come up there, they call it from like Costa Man, which is no Massey, the end of Bay Street, and they disappear.
Yeah.
Down the wharf. I saw when sanitation came with that machine like a broom, with two brooms, and it sweep the stuff one side. I remember the collect boss had a good feast that night. And then it was the sweeping, and then it was the raking up, throwing the bins, and then it was the wash down again. Vinny, please, I don't like it. I don't do it to your country. I never see it yet. But I see things on social media. I don't do it to your country. Don't do it to mine.
Thank you so much. This is a call for... I know that persons do have comments to make sometimes, which are not always necessarily in what we want to hear, but it is good sometimes to be able to highlight things so that something can be done about it. But if you're going to come to the ear, it is important, I agree with you, that you have verifiable information to share with the listeners. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. We're going until 1 p.m., and simply because Miss Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, has died, and we will be giving her a tribute 1 half hour, and that will happen at 1 p.m. So I'm not going to be with you until 1:30 p.m. as originally envisaged. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. I was listening to a conversation you had earlier with a lady, the minibus lady.
Yes.
Now, I'm always amused that people only see their side of the picture and not the broad picture. Now, I've lived to see the minibuses being given by some white policymakers, the short-haul routes, the close routes around Bridgetown, as you would know, and the transport board buses running, and I see some pass by me, empty with two old people who obviously pay no fare, and of course run into East Point and Pycona and Josie Hill, the transport board. Now, she doesn't see that side. But the taxpayers, are, and as a result of that, the taxpayers, the other taxpayers other than the lady, have to finance a massive deficit by the same transport board in order to keep it running. And of course, it is necessary, obviously, for those low-income workers who come from far out, because naturally, they need transport and not a low cost, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you understand my point.
I understand you. I think. Did you hear the exchange between myself and her?
No, I didn't hear. I didn't hear that thing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the same thing. You were making the same point.
Kinda, but we didn't talk about routes and the length of the length it would take. But again, the public service vehicles, well, you know, as a public service, we look to address social needs and to be able to accommodate all. So if we have to go to Pike Corner or Josie Hill or wherever we will go there, the private sector, which has a different motive, the private sector would look for those routes which are shorter so they can get more revenue, and that's understandable.
But yes, but Ms. Stang, but who has to give them the permits to run in those routes?
The permits have already been granted. The
Hello?
Permits have already been granted.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, who gave them long ago? It would have to be the our wise politicians who obviously destroyed the transport board.
But question for you, would I, as a private sector person, apply for a route which is not going to be lucrative?
No, what I'm saying is, by already you give these people these routes, the wise people, give the people the routes to the Pine and all the Airburn Hills short areas around town, and transport buses. When I was young, when I was a school boy,
finish, and transport buses.
No, when I remember the transport buses and I just went into Britain Hill, to Bush Hall, all those places.
Yeah.
And having been full. Now I'm seeing, I see transport, few transport buses, see a lot, many minibuses running all around the Bridgetown. But what I'm saying is, all of that destroyed the transport board. You cannot have a situation where the transport board, financed by the people, running to Picona and East Point and Josie Hill, and at the same time, allowing these where they can't make any money. It's obvious they're going to not make no money. And then put it on us, the taxpayers, to finance that massive deficit. To me, that's crazy. And of course, white politicians did it. Right?
There needs to be rationalization. I would agree with you. That's the point that you're
because
making.
Because transport war belongs to nobody, right? I mean, and therefore, nobody cares about it.
You're being
facetious. And that's a big problem. And fact, it's all part of the crisis that we have now. Because there's all we're going for the large fiscal deficit. All that type of thinking. It's upon where we are here, right? And it will continue until such things are addressed.
Okay. Madam. Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, Miss. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so yesterday, Miss Monique Tate, Senator Monique Tate, was making a contribution in the House. And one of the things she made mention of was that, because she's a lawyer by profession, so she was saying that she knew of a situation where a lawyer was making an argument on behalf of a client. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the argument, somebody told the lawyer, well, that piece of legislation that you're referencing is actually was amended. So obviously it would therefore be null and void the particular amendment. And Ms. Tate was making the suggestion that it should be some kind of marketing or something of the sort to let citizens know of the amendments and stuff like that. And I agree with Ms. Tate, because even weeks ago I was speaking to you and I was referencing a particular, I don't know if you remember, I was referencing a particular legislation, and then you stopped me and you said, oh, that has since been revamped. So what my suggestion therefore is that what they could do is set up a certain feature on the Parliament website, because there is the official Gazette. But apart outside of the official Gazette, if you're talking about technology and the use of technology and the productive use of technology, you should set up a feature on the Parliament website that you could search for. Like, for instance, if you're looking for Chapter 59, because that's the issue that they were dealing with yesterday, you could type in Chapter 59, click Enter, and then you will see all the information come up regarding all of the recent amendments and the most recent amendment and the changes and stuff like that, and the date, so you will know when you're bringing an argument to wherever, you'll be able to cite a valid piece of legislation. The last thing, right, is
just to share with you that exists already on the Parliament website. There are bills and resolutions, particularly those that are coming up, and then on the government's website they have all of the gazetted, all of the statutory instruments and the pieces of legislation. You can find some of them, not all of them. The government printery, however. And that's something that we probably need to advance ourselves in so that you can get all legislation online. But thanks for that contribution. Continue. You are gone. So sorry. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Are you with me?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
A query here. It's Wednesday, the 8th of August. Here for August Nation, the cricket store say advertise early bird tickets for cricket.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when you go out the station with the people there, they may get none.
Sorry, when who?
The cricket association advertise in the events of August the 8th Nation, but buying early bird tickets for cricket.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying when you go, the stations are tell there they not get any early bird tickets. So I would like the cricket association to explain this to the public.
But the station said where to get it from?
Yeah.
Where to get all the early bird tickets?
All SOs.
And you went there?
I saw, yeah, ma'am. At 2.
And they were all gone, and or they hadn't received them?
They didn't receive any. That was the answer.
You sure that the staff didn't keep them for themselves?
I don't know.
Just being
that
naughty.
Right. That can't be right. It shouldn't be right.
Yes, I agree with you.
And I want the cricketers to explain this to the public, why they are not getting the early bird ticket. They're saying that the sellout, the people are saying that they did not get any. And they think we need explanation.
Thank you for that, because we are some serious, some avid cricket enthusiasts in Barbados. And I'm sure when people want to attend a cricket match, that they can buy or purchase those tickets wheresoever they have been advertised. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. We're going until 1 p.m. before
good
we hear a key of soul. Yes, good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, oh, okay. I just wanted to go back to last week when you were moderating. You took some scriptures, or a scripture from the Bible, and you made reference to the woman at the well, and then you quoted a passage that said that Jesus said, go and sin no more. But what happened there is that there were two women that was in that scenario. The one that was at the well was when Jesus went through Samaria and asked her for a little water. But the other one, we go and sin no more, is the woman that was taken to Jesus in the act of committing adultery, as it said.
And she's the one who I was referring to.
Yeah, I know. But when you said the woman as well, I said, well, I got a call and just put a little, right, you know.
Bring some clarity. And bring clarity.
Yeah, but yeah, we call it clarity. Yeah, and I don't want to belittle that your knowledge, you know.
No. I thank you for your call. And that gives me a good place to wrap. And it essentially is something, a point I made to a gentleman earlier this week when he asked me, I don't know if he's listening, but he asked me, where do I worship? And I said to him, every day is worship. I'm worshiping all like, no, it's something we're called to do. And he was a little taken aback by my comment. And then I gave him a little spiel on my beliefs. And worship is not what we do on Sundays. It is how we live, how we move and breathe. It is how we carry out the work that we are supposed to do in this kingdom that we are in. And therefore, it is not what I do 2 hours on a Sunday that matter. It is what I do outside of those 2 hours that really matter. It is my heart. We are called to be better people. And last week, when I made a clarion call for us to try to do better, be better persons, better versions of ourselves, improve where we have weaknesses, strengthen those areas that we have, you know, that are good, and work on those that we have weaknesses on, I would say it again. Let us look at ourselves, see how we can better ourselves. If someone is in need, let us help someone and make sure that we are better versions of ourselves and we can contribute better to the society that we are part of. We were born for a reason and we have a lot to contribute. Sometimes we don't think we have it, but we do. So that's my encouragement to you. It was a pleasure to talk to you about the various matters that we talked about today. It was also a pleasure to have Mr. Dennis Johnson. I would like to give a little shout out to our gentleman, Mr. Graham Vaughan, who is rapidly recovering, and we look forward to seeing him sometime soon back in studio. My name is Lisa Gale. It has been my pleasure. Aretha Franklin will be coming up shortly. Down to Brass Tacks.